I'd rather just obey Him from the beginning and walk in divine health. Hadn't you? That's the best way. But you have to get that in your head and in your heart. You have to learn how to talk. You know, you listen to the average Christian, especially when they get 50. I'm so old. Wow, I guess my mother died with cancer when she was 55. I guess I'll probably come down with it. I'm now 50 myself. You hear people talk like that? Isn't it sad? Instead of saying, you know, Jesus bore my sickness and removed my disease on the cross. If He bore my sickness, removed my disease, praise God. And He told me that I'm to walk with no sin in my life. So anybody that tells me I'm an unworthy sinner saved by grace, I don't believe them no more. I used to be an unworthy sinner, and I was saved by grace. But when I got saved, I become a new creature. And now the new creature is not supposed to sin no more. I'm supposed to walk in obedience to His word. If I do sin, what do I do? Repent and get back up on my grace line and walk holy before Him. And then I don't have to be sick. I don't have to have cancer and all those terrible things. We go out, we don't think nothing about taking these drugs, especially when a doctor prescribes them to us. We'll just take them. If a doctor says take two of these a day until you take the whole bottle, man, it makes no matter what you feel like. You just knock them down. Why are we so stupid that we'll go in and keep getting drugs every day? They're killing us. Why do you think they don't tell you this? Do you know how big the pharmaceutical industry is in the United States of America? $1 trillion plus. $1 trillion a year. And 81% of the American people are on some kind of drugs that a doctor has prescribed to them. Now then you add to that the pharmacies that you can go in and commercials you see on television with all these things. You take this, man, and you can do this. You take this, it'll knock out your cold. You can take this, you can breathe better instantly. Do y'all see that kind of junk? Sure, it's on there. They never tell you that it can cause heart failure. That's like a doctor that I know, a personal doctor friend of mine. One day he was telling me about what they prescribed for people that have high blood pressure. I think it's every year or every 2 years, he has to go back to some kind of a school to catch up on all the new drugs. Have to go. It's required if you're a doctor. So they tell you what kind of prescription drugs you are to prescribe for people for certain things. And he said, this particular drug that we are required to prescribe, Thurman, you know what the side effects of it are? He said, in 2 to 5 years, it causes liver failure. I said, you know, you might be able to live with high blood pressure, but a liver, you can't live without it. And he said, in 2 to 5 years, you'll have to have a liver transplant if you use this drug for high blood pressure. As Christians, how many of us believe that Jesus Christ made this body? How many of you believe that He knows what's wrong with it? How many of you believe He can fix it? If we believe all that, then we ought to be like this young man sitting back here on the back. That young man sitting right there, Roy. Roy, you're such a young man. How old are you, Roy, if you don't mind people knowing? 78 years old, just a young man. Here a while back, I don't know how long ago, Roy went into something. He had to have a physical. They required him to have a physical. And when the doc went in, the doctor said, how many medications are you on? What'd you tell him, Roy? None. You don't take nothing? And there's nothing wrong with you? Well, no, we need to give you something, Roy. We need to get you started on something. But the doctor could not believe that this man with his age was able to live and run and play and be in perfect health with no medications. Now then, he is one of the 19% that's not on medication or drugs. My dad told me all the time when I was growing up, he said, son, he said, I've never dreamed in my lifetime I would see so many changes. And he said, it looks like in your lifetime it's going to be much greater. And it has been. I mean, the things I've seen that have changed in my lifetime. And I remember as a 10-year-old boy going down the field with my granddad and taking that big old curved knife thing and grabbing an armful of oats or wheat and cut them off, and then roll them into a bundle, take a string, wrap around them, set them up there to let them dry. You know, you hadn't lived if you hadn't done some of those things. Today we got combines that run down the pasture, and they can do a field like that one out there in 30 minutes and just have a truckload of wheat in just 30, 40 minutes. Unbelievable what we've done. But that food and stuff that's there, they're doing stuff with that stuff. And I'm telling you what, if you are a Christian and you don't pray over your meals before you eat them, I'm saying you're dumb. You know, you're really dumb because you don't know what they put in it. When I started hearing about what they did to the meat in McDonald's and Burger King and some of the stuff they put in it and the scrap meat they get to grind up to put that, I don't eat them no more. I don't eat them no more. You know, I just think, wow, I can't believe they do that kind of stuff. But they do. First of all, as a Christian, please, if something does happen to your physical body, I don't care what it is, anything, before you run to the medicine cabinet, definitely before you go to the doctor, please stop and ask the Lord, the Holy Spirit, what did I do wrong, Lord? And let him talk to you. Now, there's people that'll tell you God don't talk to you, but I'm telling you, they don't know what they're talking about. He will talk to you. I have heard his voice many times. If you haven't heard it, that's okay. But I have. Because when he starts talking, who knows what he might have to say. Before you go to a doctor or to the medicine cabinet, ask the Lord, have I done something wrong? And Lord, and I know I obviously have, or I would not be sick. Because the scriptures are clear, without sin, there's no sickness of no kind. Now, there's a lot of things that'll make you sick. A lot of things that'll make people sick. A lot of people make themselves sick. You know, a lot of people are sick because of the sin or the iniquity of their parents or their grandparents. And the scripture teaches that. But almost no church I ever heard of ever teaches that. But that's a fact. It's in the Word. I can remember one time I was at a place where a lady was sitting on a pew there with her son. He looked like he's about 18. And all of a sudden, we were talking about demons. And this woman just fell off the end of the bench on the floor, just kicking. It's twitching. And her son's looking down there. And I said, who is that? And he says, my mother. I said, you ever seen your mother do that before? He said, no. So we go over there and start talking to the spirit that's in the woman. And this demon manifests itself. And when he was asked, how did he get in? He said, I got in when her grandmother, seven generations back, committed adultery with a man. He'd been in that family line for seven generations. Seven generations. Now then, how many generations back did Jesus break the curse? For all of them. So we broke the curse over the little woman, commanded the demon to come out of the woman and never enter her again. And all of a sudden the woman looked up and says, what am I doing down here on the floor? She had no knowledge of being on the floor. So we gently heft her up and set her back down and said, you're going to be fine now. See, when she came to that teaching, God wanted to set that little woman free. Why did you think he made that demon manifest right there at that time? So he could get her set free. He wanted that woman free. And so he kicked her off the pew and did something. See, when the Holy Spirit shows up, sometimes it's more than most of us can handle. When he shows up, you know, I love it when the Holy Spirit shows up, don't you? I love God showing up. Yeah. Now, if you're afraid of the Holy Ghost and you don't want him to show up, then you won't ever see anything like that. You won't ever see any miracles. Because who is it that makes miracles happen? It's the Holy Spirit. It's our Lord. I mean, you and me, I couldn't do a miracle if I wanted to, could I? I couldn't heal nothing. I mean, I couldn't heal a fly. What I'm trying to say is here, next time you have something wrong with you, before you go to the medicine cabinet, especially for sure before you go to a doctor, confront the Lord. Lord, what did I do that caused this sickness to come on my body? Lord, I repent, whatever it was. I promise to walk in love. I promise to do whatever you say. Now, I want to thank you and praise you that you made me the promises in your word that you said, if I repent, you bore my sickness and removed my disease. Where do you find that verse? Matthew 8:17. These are verses that you need whenever these kind of things happen. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through Isaiah, who said, he took our sickness and removed our disease. Matthew 8:17. Now, if Jesus has already done that, just like he took our sin, if he removed our disease, how much disease are we supposed to have after we get saved? None. That's exactly right. None. But what do we do? What do we do as Christians? I'll tell you what we do when the evil one comes upon us because of some kind of a sin in our life. I don't care what that may be. It may be unforgiveness. It may be bitterness. It may be rage, anger, maybe drunkenness. Who knows what kind of sin you're involved in? Maybe just unbelief. But when you're involved in those things and you don't know the word, well, if you have a door open to the enemy and he comes in and starts putting a symptom on you of some kind, what are you going to do? What does the average Christian do? I'll tell you what we do. First of all, we go to the medicine cabinet. Isn't that something? A medicine cabinet. Do you know I don't have such a thing in my house? I don't have such a thing. I used to have. Boy, my first wife, Betty, she was good at keeping the medicine cabinet full of medicines. I mean, we had every kind of Advil and I don't know what all. I mean, you know, you name it, she had it in that medicine cabinet. And if anything happened to me, she had something she said she could give me. And I used to take it for a long time until I finally realized what Jesus had done for me. And then I said, no, honey, I don't want that no more. I ain't taking it no more. She passed away 10, 11 years ago. That's when I done away with the medicine cabinet. I emptied it, and it's gone. What was in it? I threw it all away. Because you can better believe, I'm not going down to the drugstore and get something to take something. I don't care what's wrong with me. If I can't get it done by praying, the Word of God, if it can't do it, forget it. In fact, I'll tell you a story about a man. He's a great preacher. I love him. He's a good man. But he was invited to go somewhere in Mexico, I think, or South America to preach. And he went down there. When he got there, by the time he got there, he couldn't talk. Everybody said, well, you got laryngitis. He said, no, I ain't buying that. I ain't got laryngitis. You know, I don't know what the devil's doing here, but I ain't buying that. You know? So everybody, including his staff, trying to put sickness on him. And he's, no, I'm not going there. I ain't going there. No, I'm healed. It's written in the Word, I'm healed. Lord, I repent of all my sins. It's written, I'm healed. He gets out there on the platform. They didn't want him to go out there. But, sir, you're going to sound terrible trying to preach to 1,000 people out here today when you can't talk. He said, give me that microphone, I'll hold it close. He got out there and said, I'm not talking very loud because I can't talk very loud. He said, I'm just barely can whisper, but I'm hoping you can hear me. But he said, you know, I'm not going by what I see. I'm not going by what I feel. I'm going by what is written. And the Word of God says, by His stripes I was healed. So he said, if I was, I am. If Jesus took away my sickness and removed my disease, according to Matthew 8:17, I am healed. Now, you could just barely hear him talking. And so he must have preached for 30 minutes like that. And he ain't getting no better. He said, you know, I know some of y'all out there right now are thinking, you know, you're crazy. Here you are teaching healing and you're sick yourself. You can't even talk. But he said, I'm telling you, I don't go by what I feel or see. I go by what's written in God's Word. And he says, now, I know that y'all think I can't talk. But he said, the Word of God says I can talk and I can talk loud. In the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, as the whole 1,000 people just stood up and jumped up and began to praise God. He was completely instantly healed before 1,000 people. Isn't that something? What was the Lord doing there? Reckon he had something to show those people out there? Reckon he got through to them? Yes, he did.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Lord, Open My Spiritual Eyes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.